coverage of the 2015-2016 Raleigh Eagles varsity football team here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show brought to you by Veronica Warwick of New Orleans Realty, a Keller Williams agent. For all your realty needs, whether you're buying or selling your home or checking out the market, give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sonny sent you.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, coming to you here tonight for the pregame show of the Raleigh Eagles at home. They are taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers, coming to you live tonight at 7 p.m. from HBJ Stadium in Garland, Texas. So we are getting back to our booth up there in HBJ and getting all set. And this year we're going to pump in some crowd as far as if everything works out. Of course, the technical difficulties aside. But we're going to get that crowd in there so we can hear the reaction and stuff like that. Because, folks, I tell you, since they did a lot of work over at HBJ as far as the press box and everything is concerned, they knocked out the noise. I mean, it's pretty much quiet, and they set up a lot of booths up there to where people can do business. They invite people to come and see the game, and of course they, you know, in the meantime during timeouts, talk together and try to get business done in those nice fancy rooms, on one on each side, by the way. Very, very plush, very nice. And also, if you get there early like I do, you get the opportunity to sit. And I took this opportunity five times last year that I seen Homer B. Johnson just sitting there. And you thought radio people had to be someplace early? Homer B. Johnson. I just want to tell you, the first week over at HBJ that we covered at the Rowlett Eagles at the HBJ, I was there 4 o'clock getting things set up and, you know, making sure that we were ready for our broadcast. And 5 o'clock, the gentleman gets off the elevator, and it's Homer B. Johnson. Didn't necessarily notice who it was. I was actually walking back from getting a bottle of water, and I went to finish, and then I walked into where he was sitting. He was in the booth next to us, which was an area there where they do some of the business and inviting the, you know, the Booster Club's been up there a couple times, and some of the other businesses and things of that sort that they try to get people to, you know, jump in and join them as far as their business is concerned. But Homer B. Johnson was sitting there, and I had the opportunity. And folks, if you get the opportunity to sit and talk to Homer B. Johnson, take advantage of it. I say this I loved it. And I literally sat there and talked to him for a half hour. And we talked about, you know, all the changes of what football and Texas football was, and so when he joined many, many, many moons ago, and how much things have changed as far as football is concerned, especially in the state of Texas. And he saw it grow literally from its infancy in reality as far as high school football and where it's grown today and where it's at. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, I loved every minute of sitting there talking sports with Homer B. Johnson, talking some names from the past for whether it be the Rowlett Eagles, but folks within the Garland ISD, Randy Love, talking about Randy Love in the NFL when he played for the then St. Louis Cardinals NFL football team. Randy Love is the head coach of the Garland Owls basketball team, but he was also an NFL player, and he also went to Garland, you know, Garland schools and in the ISD there at that time. So I learned a lot during that time. And Homer B. Johnson, I'm hoping I get the opportunity just to sit down and talk football and just talk to the man that he is. So I just want to let people know that, you know, if you thought I got there early, Homer B. is in there soaking it up before it even comes close. I mean, he's there at least 2 hours before the game time, and just soaking up what's going on. He's watching people file in. He said that's one of the most favorite parts of what he, you know, getting there early is watching the people come in, and they're coming out to see the teams play, and there's something about that he really loves. So that's Homer B. Johnson, and hopefully I'll get the opportunity to run run into him as we are doing the pregame show here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. This is our third year bringing Rowlett Eagles football. It was more aware last year when it got picked up a little bit more. And our fourth year when we start Rowlett Eagles basketball, that'll be our fourth year of covering basketball here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And so I'm really excited about what we've been able to put together here as far as the Rowlett Eagles, whether they're taking on the Garland Owls or whether they're taking on Lakeview Centennial. This has been a joy for me, and I'm glad I'm able to be able to bring it out to you. Now, folks, just to let you know, our show is being brought to you by Warwick Realty. Veronica Warwick, make sure you check her out. I mean, we were talking in the Booster Club, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the Booster Club before we get into what we're doing here tonight. But the Booster Club is a very important, and I'm going to say it, an integral part of what the Rowlett Eagles football team is doing. We're talking about a club that, you know, looks out for these kids. Whether it's making sure that they got transportation, whether they got all the equipment that they need, whether they got enough food. Folks, I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for the Rowlett Eagles boosters, it could be questionable whether or not that this team is in existence, whether they're playing, if it's part of what they do. And maybe it would, but it would not be in the situation that it is. They do a lot of fundraising for this football team. And every penny is going to them and helping them take care of the kids and making sure the kids that are well-fed, they got everything that they need while they try to represent the Rowlett Eagles. And the Booster Club is the, and I'll say this, I think they're actually, we can talk about how good the coach is, we can talk about good how good the Garland ISD is, and they are, but I think the backbone of this football team, as far as the Rowlett Eagles is concerned, is the Booster Club. So if you get the opportunity, get out there, enjoy the Rowlett Eagles, but realize as you see everything going on, these guys are prepared there, everything, it has a lot to do with what the Booster Club does. It's so much so that the principal last week was there, talked a little bit about it, and the head coach, Doug Stevens, was there. Talking about the football team, talking about what's going on. So if you get the opportunity, get into there, support the Rowlett Eagles, get with the Booster Club, and I'll do this one other. We have three more spots. We had one drop out. We have three more spots available for the Rowlett Eagles, and as far as advertising is concerned, if someone mentions when I'm trying to get them set up and mentions that they heard it from the Booster Club, I will take $50 of what the sponsorship is, and I will donate it to the Booster Club. That's how important this cause is. This is huge. So if we get, we have three more sponsors that are opened up, we will take $50 from each one of them and donate it to the Rowlett Eagles Booster Club, so they kind of get the opportunity to give to the Booster Club that helps the team and, of course, still be able to help their businesses. So I'll put that out there for you. So three more, get in contact with me. I'm all over Facebook. If you don't see me on Facebook, you're blind. So make sure you do that. So I just wanted to get that out there as far as the Booster Club. It's a big part of this football team, and I think it's probably the most important part, obviously, besides the football team itself. But outside of the school, outside of the coach, and I think the Booster Club is right there. So I just wanted to put that out there, and thanks to the Booster Club for inviting me out to those meetings and stuff. I learn a lot, and plus I get an opportunity to see Doug Stevens as well. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Booster Club here early in the pregame show. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, we're going to get into the meat of what the week number one of the Rowlett Eagles taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers is all about. But first of all, we have to thank our sponsors, and our main sponsor for the pregame show, of course, is Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Again, if you have any needs, whether you're buying, selling, or just checking out the market, check out Veronica Warwick, 469-939-9624. We'll take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network.
A home is not a home because of its room dimensions or the colors on the wall. It's about how you feel when you walk through the front door and the way you can instantly envision your life unfolding there.
Veronica Warwick utilizes the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find the solutions that are tailored to you. Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624, and tell her Sonny sent you.
We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Coslow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at CoslowInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us, so go ahead. Contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Okay, everybody, when we got together, Bill and I, the Eagle Eye, got together to do our interview, we had some technical difficulties, although we made it to where, heck, you... The original recording, you could hardly hear me, so I had to move the volume up on me and keep Bill at where he was because his mic was perfect. So there was something wrong with my mic when we did our interview and talking together about the Rowlett Eagles. So just to let you know, we know about the problem. We've got it fixed. There's just nothing we can do about it right now. So at least for week number one. By week number two, we'll have that all straightened out. That being said, here's our conversation. Me and the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. I got online the Eagle Eye himself, the guy that sees a lot of things that Sonny don't see, which is a lot. Bill Cerna, how you doing, Bill?
Hey, Sonny, how you doing? You know what? This last weekend I went down to Arizona and went and watched the Arizona Cardinals play the San Diego Chargers, and I had people sitting around me saying, man, you catch everything, don't you? Because I was calling penalties before the officials were. I'm taking that eagle eye on the road.
That's right. Hey, make it work for you. So,
that's right.
Those that don't know, we're from Arizona. We're both, that's, kind of how we met. We're indoor football fans. We're both Rattler fans, but he sat on one side of the building, and I sat on the other, so we didn't really, we probably crossed paths, but we didn't really. But it wasn't until we started doing indoor football over in Allen for the Allen Wranglers before we had the opportunity to meet in now the Texas Revolution. And just really quick, as far as that's concerned, we know Jen Welter, coach over there for the Arizona Cardinals. I bet, did you get an opportunity to say hi? Did she see you or anything?
Yeah, she saw me, but they were definitely busy, so I tried to catch up to her. But they, you know, it's a little bit different in the NFL than it is arena football, where in arena football you spend a lot of time and you get to meet the players and coaches. Where the NFL, as soon as the game's over, they're off the field.
Yeah, and they're about 30 yards away from them in the first place. So there you go. So
exactly.
Congratulations to Jen Welter, friend of the Couch Potato Sports Show. But we're here. We're on the pregame show here of your Rowlett Eagles going into their first game of the year. Same first game last year as the Rowlett Eagles took on the Louisville Fighting Farmers last year and barely got the win, if we remember correctly. The score was 24-21. The Eagles got out there, and basically it was a field goal that happened in the third quarter that saved them in that game to get them the victory. But it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I think we can see about the same type of game, teams getting their feet out from underneath them, getting all set, and getting out of their training camps and actually playing the game that matters, sort of like when you're looking at a preseason game in the NFL.
Absolutely. And you know what? And the game, you got to remember, the game last year, we had four sophomores starting in that game. So, you know what? And you have such a powerful thrower as Logan Bonner. They're in the backfield throwing the ball to you. There was some timing issues. There was some velocity issues. Ball coming a lot quicker than these boys are used to. So you definitely saw in that first game. I think this year it can be a little bit different because I think they've got a year under each other. They've got a summer with each other. And with a lot of returners on the offensive side, it's going to I definitely see a little bit different different outcome on the offensive side compared to last year's game.
I think you're right. And when you look at this game was last year in Louisville. Now we get this game at HBJ Stadium, which I'll tell you, which is a great place for us where we call our games, where we're up in the booth. I love this place. But a home field advantage for the Rowlett Eagles. A Thursday night game. I guess I'm going to ask you, Bill, what do you think the effect of having a Thursday night game compared to a Friday night game? Everybody talks about high school football being Friday night lights. Well, here we are, first game of the season. We're kicking this thing off on a Thursday night.
Well, I don't expect it to be as much of an issue with this first game because you're not coming off a game on a short week or something like that. So, especially for tomorrow's game, I think they're itching to get out there. They're itching to hit somebody. They're itching to get that ball. So I think having that Thursday game is definitely going to be a plus this week. We do have a few Thursday night games all season. So I think, yes, absolutely. So, and those five are coming off Friday night games. So those are going to be short weeks. So it's going to be a little bit challenging for them to be ready, you know, to get, try to heal some of those bangs and bruises coming back on a Thursday game. But I think this first game, I think they're going to be raring to go and ready to get on that field.
I think that, and I think they're ready to hit somebody for real, sort of like the NFL. You know, you can't always hit everybody as hard as you want, but let's talk about the obvious. We know about Logan Bonner, but, you know, the obvious, I think, if you think about football, you look at your positives and you're all happy, but really you got to look at your deficits of what stops you. And this year, we might have a little situation with the defense with us losing our players and losing some college players, some guys that make the moves up. And so we're going to kind of see something that we're not maybe expecting on the defensive side of the ball for this football team because it's so young.
You're absolutely right, but I tell you what, we were impressed with Rowlett's defense last year. You know, we were so focused on offense going into last season that the defense really surprised us. And you know, with the injury issues that Bonner had during the season, having that strong defense definitely made a difference, especially in District 11 where there was a lot of high-powered offensive teams. So, there is a fall-off this year. How significant it's going to be, we don't know yet. We'll know more tomorrow. But, you know, nothing against Louisville, but I think this is a good matchup to really get your feet wet and see how you can how the defense is going to be able to react. You know, having a leader, you know, a lot of leaders from last year's defense are gone, so it's going to be real interesting to see who's going to be step up as a leader for that defensive core.
That's going to be interesting. I think you're right. I think it's going to be key in this game. I think we know what to expect on the offensive side of the football. I think that one's kind of, you know, going to slap you across the face, and you're going to see Logan Bonney, you're going to see Dickens, you're going to see, you're just going to see, I think, the offense that is really kind of chugging and getting, and they'll get going. If you remember last year, the first quarter of this football team, both teams scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, 28 points in the first quarter combined with the, you know, with both teams going, but then it was all about the defense, and really on both sides of it, if you think about that as well. But the Rowlett Eagles get out with that three-game victory. The Eagles only gave up 7 points in the last three quarters of that football game. The Louisville Fighting Farmers, they only gave up 10. Normally, that's a win for the Farmers, but it really came down to that first quarter. The difference in this game, where I think with it being a home field, they could even get off to a better start. And I think trying to get that defense in as far as getting to play with each other in game situations is going to be huge. So looking at this team and looking where the Rowlett Eagles are moving forward. Now, granted, this is a non-conference game. If you really look at it, it's not going to affect this football team as far as making the playoffs, because that's going to be more district. How important do you think it is for the Rowlett Eagles to get this victory when they take on Louisville Thursday night?
Oh, I think it's extremely. I mean, you play a 10-game season, so every game is important, even the non-district. And you know, we play our first three games are non-district, two are on the road. So this is our only opportunity at home, non-district, to really have a good showing and really start the season off on a positive note. So, you know, I think it is an important game. I think this is a, you know, you're coming, you know, Louisville's coming into this game with not high expectations. You know, they're rated 8th out of 9 teams in their district, so they left a lot of firepower from their offense. So it's definitely going to be an opportunity for Rowlett to really start the season off on a high note.
And they lost their quarterback. Their quarterback was a senior. Not sure who's taking the step in as far as that is concerned at the quarterback position for this football team. So there's a lot of question marks on the other side of the football field. Riel was the quarterback for this football team last year. He went 12 of 24, 170 yards, averaging 14.2 yards, threw three touchdowns in that football game. I think normally that might get a football team in week number one the victory, but the same thing happened. We saw a lot of good defense, but I think the learning curve now moves into where Logan Bonner is. Logan Bonner has the experience in game number one. He's got his feet wet, and who knows what we're getting on the other side. We're still trying to get the roster from that football team. We probably won't get it until we walk through the doors over at Rowlett High School over at HBJ Stadium.
I've listened a little bit, and Aubrey and Bob, he's a senior, has been taking majority of the snaps, first-team snaps, so I'm going to expect to see him coming out under the helm for the Fighting Farmers to start that game. He's a very mobile quarterback. He does like to run a lot. So a little bit, you know, Villarreal, you mentioned the quarterback from last year. He was a leading, you know, quarterback and also leading rusher, as well as Avery and Bob is the same style quarterback where he can scramble a lot and make himself loose. That was the advantage that the Eagles had all season last year, was that they were able to stop that big time rusher majority of the time. So, you know, like I said, Bob is going to be their main quarterback and possibly their main runner in this game.
Well, they're going to have a lot of youngsters, because last year
they lost a lot.
Yeah, they lost a lot on the offensive side. They lost their quarterback. They lost their running back in Carl McGee, who handled most of the workload last year in this game. And then they lost their wide receivers as well. Caleb Walker, he is gone. Benson's gone. Creel's gone. So we're going to have a totally new face on the offensive side of the ball on the other side for the Fighting Farmers.
Yeah, and it's just really going to determine what, you know, how they come out and what we see. But you're absolutely right. They lost their top three receivers. their top four running backs they've lost. So they've lost a lot of people off of the offensive side of the ball.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see how far that... By the way, you talked about the Real. I was looking it up, and I came across what he did as a quarterback. Against Real, he was 24 for 170, but then it went really down in reality as far as what they were doing. Mark that, 12 of 20. Then he went down 18 of 27 against Hebron. And that game, they won that football game. They lost against Marcus, but he didn't throw the ball a lot. So it was really interesting about how he went on for the rest of the year. When they threw a lot, they had some success until he came up against Plano East. Everybody has a problem against Plano East. That you're just going to run into some things as well. And never mind Plano West is another team. But Plano West, you know, they handle Plano West. Or lost against Plano West big time. They lost that game 52-22. And against Plano East, it was a shootout. They got the victory by 58-56. So you've seen how he was doing. But for the year, Villarreal last year, he threw for 1,540 yards. He also had only 7 interceptions. And I find that when you're talking high school football, I find when you got your quarterback, no matter how good he is, if you can keep him under 10 interceptions on the season, you've done something. But the passing touchdowns were low. He only had 20 in reality and only threw for 154 yards a game. So I think there is a big difference on his role for that football team. It'll be interesting to see what the role of the new quarterback is going to be. Knowing kind of the numbers I kind of threw out, are you expecting this guy to go out and throw the football? Or are you just going to, is he going to be there to manage the game until he gets his feet underneath him?
Yeah, I think he did have some experience last year. He did play in quite a few games last year, just not in a full time role. So I think they're really going to just ease him out there and Buddy utilize his feet. The best way to get a quarterback comfortable is let him move, let him get comfortable out there, get a sweat on the brow. I think they're gonna ease him into it. I think they're gonna focus probably a little bit more running up from him than they did Villarreal. But you got to understand, Louisville comes from arguably the toughest district in the state. You know, they're in the district with Allen and all the Planos, Plano West, Plano East, Plano Senior. So they come from one of the toughest districts in the state. So, I think the majority of the year they spent playing catch-up. So, you know, if they really couldn't really get into a good offense where they get comfortable for the full season.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one here. So what we're going to do now, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what we're going to see here. What Bill Cerna, this guy finds numbers. This guy sees a lot of things. So we're going to do that when we come back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat?
But fast food isn't the answer.
Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angel's Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, bringing you strategies for success in high school, brought to you by Great Power Learning. Better grades and higher confidence. Each student has his or own way of learning, so every Great Power program is customized. We'll pinpoint how your team learns the best. Then we'll create a personalized study program that is a perfect fit. Never too fast, never too slow. Check us out at greatpowerlearning.com or give us a call at 972-675-9505 for more information. That's Great Power Learning.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Rowlett Eagles here on the pregame show, brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Make sure you give her a call at 469-939-9624 for all your realty needs. Whether you're buying or selling your home or just checking out the market, make sure you think of Veronica Warwick. Now, folks, we're still talking with Bill Cerna, and we got a little bit of a problem here as far as our my microphone. When we do the radio commercials and when we get all that, we got the microphones. But when we're doing it via the telephone, we're a victim of what's going to come across. So we try to make sure that we don't have a problem with that. That being said, we still have a little problem. We're going to get through the second segment with Bill Cerna, and then we'll get back to normal and hear me as you're hearing me now. So here's the second part of our discussion with Bill Cerna, the Eagle Eye.
And we're back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, along with the Eagle Eye, talking about your Rowlett Eagles and what we're going to be seeing tonight. It's the pregame show of the Rowlett Eagles season opener. The excitement from what we've seen last year, you know, it's almost unfair in reality when you had the success that this team had last year. Two games into the playoffs, they went to Baylor, then went to Cotton Bowl, played in some postseason games. It's almost unfair to have a lot of expectations for this football team, but this is a football team that always seems to make the playoffs. Or even if it's by hair on their chinny-chin-chin, they've been in there a lot. You know, is it unfair to maybe put too much pressure on the football team as they're going into this new season?
No, I don't think so. And you know what, when you have a leader like Logan Bonner back there, the experience that he's had, and, you know, I've been starting since his sophomore year, I think he's really good at making them feel grounded. Definitely, you know, right now, preseason, they've got the Rowlett ranked second in the district, right behind Rockwall. So, and you look at the teams that are in that district, you got some big firepower. You know, Rockwall's bringing back their quarterback from last year. You know, when they were averaging 70, they had over 70 points a game, three of the games last year. And then you have the speed of Saxey. I think motivation is going to keep it strong for them. I don't think that, you know, they're worried about expectations. I think they know what they have to do, and I think they're coming into the season ranked two in the district. I think they're going to do everything they can to live up to that expectation.
Well, I think I agree with you. And you looked at the Eagles last year, I saw three games in reality that I really liked. One was the Saxey Mustangs, the final game of the year. I think as far as a whole, playing a full four quarters, I think we saw the best of the Rowlett Eagles in that game and through the regular season. That was a huge game that was, yeah. Then the loss against the Owls over at Williams State.
Garland.
I think that was, yeah, Garland, yeah. It was such a, you know, it was such a great game. And really, then you switch it to Rockwall. A little bit of changes, you know. I think Chris Warren's gone now. I think he was a senior Chris Warren. Last name was Warren. I forget his first name, but he's not there anymore. So now it's going to be depending on the quarterback to get the job done in Rockwall. So it might be a little bit of shift of, you know, distribution of the ball. So I think there are three great games on the lineup for the Rowlett Eagles. But this is a game as far as the Fighting Farmers.
you know, to figure out what's going on. What do you think coach's strategy going into this game? I think I don't want to say that he doesn't care, that he doesn't get the victory. Of course, he wants the victory, but I don't think you're going to see a coach really go into a panic mode unless something really huge stands out in this football game.
Yeah, I think with the guys that he has on his offensive side, I think he can really, I don't want to say be conservative, but really just work on the fundamentals. You know, you're going to be playing a team that might not be as seasoned as Rel Ed is, and you know, it's going to give him an opportunity to really get the early season jitters out of a lot of these players, especially on the defense side where you have a lot of guys starting for the first time. I think I see him playing, I won't say conservative, but just playing a very relaxed game and you know, not opening up the playbook as he would later in the year.
Yeah, I think you got to kind of keep it close. I think you got to go in with a certain amount of plays going into this game, and you're not going to let other people see what you're going to be doing, especially going into district games. So I think they got a lot to look at it. But when you look at the losses on the defensive side of the ball, let me just ask you, where do you see that defense taking that step forward? Or are the Rowlett Eagles going to have to score a lot of points in order to win football games this year? And I throw that out to the eagle eye. I just don't know when I look at it, because you had a lot of leaders lost for this football team on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm like throwing a quarter up in the air, and hopefully it lands on heads and everything turns out well. But do you think that the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to score some points this year in order to get victory?
Well, and you know what, I'm kind of on the same boat as you are. I think, I mean, you only have three returning starters on that defense, so we just don't know until tonight's game. You know, once we, you know, see how they come out, how they adjust, you know, at get those jitters out, we're going to know a lot more. I think we're going to know a lot more going into Lake Highlands next week on how what we can expect from the defense. So, you know, you have these two first non-conference games, or excuse me, non-district games. It's going to give them a chance to get settled in and learn the schemes and learn how to adjust. And those few leaders that you do have on the defensive side, they're really going to be needed for these young kids to get them adjusted as you get into the district. Because third week of the season, we play a strong Keller team that has massively improved from last year, improved even after beating us 28-0 last year, and they're that much stronger. So I think these first two games are really going to give the defense a chance to really settle in and start working off of each other and working as a team.
And now, so you're looking at this football team. You talked about Keller. It's a tough football game, and I think at the same time you're going to see a different football team from the team that came here that played at Williams. I'm talking about the Keller Red Raiders. That was a football game that really opened up a lot of eyes, because you've seen what they did the week before in Sachse. You expected a lot more, and then they came and laid the egg against the Rowlett Eagles. But this is a team that's on the road. I think this is a good opportunity tonight, so you can see, because I think you almost know what's coming the Red Raiders' way. We get those guys in a few weeks here, about a month. What do you think about their chances of, you know, really being in a, you know, a good dogfight with the Red Raiders?
Well, and you know, after making that trip, you know, anytime you travel for, you know, a decent amount of time, it definitely wears you, especially at this age. So I think it's going to be a totally different atmosphere. You know, the support that they get down there in Tyler from their high school team, they're really going to be have a challenge with not just the Red Raiders, but just the atmosphere. It's going to be something different that we probably haven't seen in a while. So it's going to be a tough game. You know, I think with Rowlett's offensive power, I think it's going to be hard for any of these teams in the district to stop them. But once again, like we talked about earlier, it's going to come down to how's our defense going to be able to hold up. I think that's going to be the big key for our season is our defense.
Looking at this game, give us the reason why we win this game tonight.
Logan Bonner. you know, when you have a leader like that, he makes things happen. And we've watched him on that sideline for a couple of years now. And not only, he's not just not a leader on offense, but he's a motivator for his defensive team. They look up to him. They respond to him. And when he had his injuries last year, he was still involved. They wanted to do something for him. They wanted to win for him. And you could see when they step up for him. So I think having a leader like that, on any level, having a leader like that, I think reflects to the whole team.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if they're going to win, it's going to be something. I'm looking for Ladarius Dickens to have a game. This guy's about ready to bust. I mean, this guy played so well as a sophomore last year. This guy's got all the confidence in the world, and I think he's got the right coach. I'm going to give you a story, that the booster story, on Monday night. Got that. I'm going to talk about a little bit what happened in it. We had our photographer that goes out there and shoots, and he had a picture. And this was regarding the game in Louisville on a kickoff where there was a muff punt, and the coach's interaction with the players was so huge. And frankly, when we're calling, sometimes I don't get the opportunity to see it. I saw the picture of Coach talking to the guy after, a muff kick, and I think this team reacts also to Logan Bonner, but I think they let go, and they have a lot of respect for their head coach, Coach Stevens, and I think the way that they approach how they do corrections, I think it's really kind of huge. Now, the only reason why I know now is because I've seen some of the sideline pictures, which we don't always get to see when we're in the middle of calling the game. I think a big, you talked about motivation for Logan Bonner. I think this team is ready to play, and I think they're ready to show the coach they're ready to take that next step as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach Stevens has always been a great motivator, and he's a players coach. He loves his players. You can see it in him. He'll jump on you, but it's always in a positive manner. It's always in a manner that is going to make him want to try harder for you. So you're absolutely right. He's a big plus, and I think it just trickles down from his coaching staff all the way down to his players.
Yeah, I think it's huge. Motivation comes from a lot of places, and I think we talk about reaction, and when they can react and learn from a mistake more so than having to hang their heads, they're going to do that anyway. These are young, prideful kids. I mean, and I say kids. Logan Bonner looks like he just stepped out, into the freshman high school. Okay, and I got a look. I was there on Monday night. I'm sitting in front of him. And I go, wait a second. And sure enough, it was him. I think the way that the coaches are able to talk to their players and get a big, big time, performance for them, I think they'll probably do a little bit of that coach. Taking this step really quick. Next week, Lake Highlands. This game is at Lake Highlands. We had Lake Highlands at HBJ Stadium last year. This is another non-conference game before, and three non-conferences to start right off, except this one being Keller. I like the way the build-up to this Keller game is working out. You get Louisville, you got a good football team. Obviously, they worked it out. They played well last year. Lake Highlands, another one that we can talk about, a tough about. And building up to Keller in Keller. We're talking two football games on the road after this game in Louisville.
Lake Highlands is a team last year that we went in that game looking. I think you and I looked at each other and said, "This is the one we really need to have," and we struggled in it. That's the game that we lost Logan Bonner in, and we struggled in that second half. We had, I think, we probably had about 20 to 24 points we were up, and we got back in it just because we were, the team was lost. They lost their leader. They didn't know what direction they had, and who to put behind the center.
Yep. That was the one where we won on the double pass, which was kind of cool.
Yes.
To see, and they got the victory. So, you know, tough games going up to a tough killer game where a game where obviously they didn't have the leader that one. Unfortunately, the Rowlett Eagles took the loss in. So I think a little chase getting ready for Keller I think is huge, and these are going to be good motivating games to it. And then, you know, depending on what happens in Keller, I think could really spell out for what's going to happen for the rest of the season. Then they go into district play against Lakeview Centennial, and then on the road to Lee as far as then hitting the road, and then Garland over at HBJ. So I think these non-district games are going to really, really help this football team find an identity and be able to find and get those corrections made before they start hitting district games. It's going to be huge. So
And that Cal game is definitely going to be the game that's going to really send them in one direction or the other. You know, Keller, they have 15 starters coming back from last year, including their huge defensive end, Houston Miller, which is one of the top recruits in the area. Matter of fact, he just committed to Texas Tech. So they're coming back with a lot of people from their offense and defense from the year before. So that's going to be real telling. You know, Keller is actually, they're ranked second in their district, in District 5.
Yep.
So they're, you know, and that's a strong district. When you have Denton Geyer and Denton Ryan, you know, those are some tough teams in that district. So they come from a strong district, too. So there's a lot of expectations on that Keller team.
Yeah, and that's what's good when you got two teams with a lot of expectations. But I think Logan Bonner wants this one. He wants to, I think he's dying to get out on the football field, and unfortunately he didn't get the opportunity to see it. But I think that was the birth of, you know, LaDarius Dickens. I think that was huge. We saw what he was able to do for this football team. The versatility of that player and LaDarius Dickens is so huge going into this season, because he's going to be that weapon. Take away Logan Bonner, I think we're going to see a big-time season from LaDarius Dickens. So, yeah.
Speaking of Bonner, you know, he had a disappointing year last year that he fought injuries all year long. He played through a lot of them, a lot of grit. So I think you're absolutely right. I think he's really excited about his senior year, a lot of opportunities. And he's got an offense around him that sets him up for success. So be really, I think it's going to be a really fun season with this year, with this team this year, and I really hope to see him get past that second round in the playoffs.
Definitely. It starts in week number one. It starts at HBJ Stadium, taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers. Like to thank the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, for joining us here as we get set for tonight's game. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a great game. I think we're going to see a lot from both sides of the football field, or from both sides of the football field. So it's going to be a good one here tonight at HBJ Stadium.
I agree. We're practicing on some of these names, since there'll be a lot of new ones from last year. It took me half the season just to say a Minihue. So it'll be a first game of practice for us, too.
This is our preseason game. They've been kind of kicking it around in their scrimmages and stuff. From what I'm hearing, things are looking pretty good in the scrimmages, so that's going to be huge. So we're going to do it. We're going to skip on out of here, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Rowlett High School as we move into the season. You know, some other things that are going on with Rowlett that we need to cover, and we'll do that after this quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We will be right back after we hear from Veronica Warwick from Warwick Realty.
There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo in Rowlett. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, our mission is to spread the art of Taekwondo to everyone who's willing to learn with an open mind and train with enthusiasm. Our goal is to instill you a healthy lifestyle with a disciplined mind and body. At our school, we strive to provide a professional, warm, welcoming, and educational environment for all, and you will learn and advance at your own pace. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, located at 2212 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 100 in Rowlett, or give them a call at 963-506-4483, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all, whether it's NRA-certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies-only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Somebody give me a baseline.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles as they get ready to take on the Louisville Fighting Farmers live from HBJ Stadium in Garland, Texas. I'm Sonny Clark. The Eagle-Eye Bill Cerna going to be joining us live for the play-by-play. I want to go over a couple of things. First of all, I want to put a reminder out there as well. Don't forget about the Booster Club. The Booster Club's big on this football team, so make sure that you do it. And if anybody, as far as sponsors, if you think of anybody in the Booster Club thinks of someone that could use advertising, if I hear that they heard it from the Booster Club, I'll take $50 of what we get as far as what we charge for the commercials, and I'll put it to the Booster Club. Don't forget about that. So there's three more spots. Don't miss out on that part of it. That being said, let's get back to what we're going to talk about here. Some things outside of Rowlett that I found very interesting, of course, as we try to do some background. It's not very easy to find a lot of background when it's the first part of the season and trying to, you know who we're going to play. And just we got to go by some of the memory of what we saw last year compared to this year. But a lot of interesting things that are happening as far as high school football here today. And one of them is that there's been a lot of talk regarding drones. Drones are being something that's being used to help coaches and to be a better football team. Now, that's a new thing. It's just something that's going on. However, you're not going to see those during the games. There is a rule out there as far as the UIL. And also, you know, if you take a look at where they're standing as far as what kind of how much they're going to push towards a rule, you're not going to see those during the games or scrimmages, okay? So when a team was scrimmaging, there weren't drones allowed. But you're going to see a lot of drones that are going to be working as far as a coach is concerned in practices. And this is a new thing that's coming out, and it's actually quite big. And as far as drones, you know, a little helicopter, you know, humming around, you know, and keeping track of teams and what they're doing. Some coaches really like the idea. Some to say it takes away from what is, you know, really coaching. But really, in reality, when you look at what drones are all about, and I don't know if Rowlett is using drones during their practices and getting filmed that way and how they are doing their practices. That having been said, depending on who you believe, depending on what's going to go on and how you feel about coaching, there's so much technology in the world that, you know, having the flying cameras around, I don't know if it is a, you know, distraction to the guys when they're trying to practice or if it's just something that they deal with, but there are a lot of coaches out there that are really
you know, happy about the drones because they can get better video. They can find out what's going on. The quality of the video that's coming is amazing, at least according to some of the people and some of the places that I've read. So when you are getting set to film a game, like if they're going to put it on the Garland television station, they don't use drones. They use those cameras, but during the games, they're not going to be allowed, and so I think that'll be really kind of interesting on what people are going to be doing as they get set to watch these games. Will the rules be stretched? Will someone try to get away with something? That'll be interesting to find out, but it is a rule that they cannot have the drones out there out on the football field during the games and during... Now, that's during the game. I don't know about, you know, as the warm-ups or anything else, and I don't know why they would do something like that in reality. So, some things to look for on the other side of the football, and I'm talking about the Louisville Fighting Farmers. Offensive lineman Denzel Okafor is a guy that has been getting some big-time attention from big-time colleges. 6'4", 290, and folks, this guy is dominant. The things that I've read about it, and then I had the opportunity to go back and take a look at some of the film for this guy. Denzel Okafor is something to be amazed with. You're going to watch him. If you need something to look at this game, look at the offensive lineman, Denzel Okafor. He is 290 pounds, and according to what I'm hearing and what I seen last year as a junior, this guy was pushing guys around. And as far as what the Rowlett Eagles have to do, depending on what you feel about their defense with the loss of a lot of leadership and seniors for this football team, they're going to have to figure out a way to get around Denzel Okafor. So keep your eye out on that. I think that's something that's really big. And then a couple of weeks, some guys to keep a chance of. Defensive lineman Houston Miller of Keller. He's a Texas Tech pledge, by the way. 6'4", 230 pounds. Last year he had 83 tackles for the for Keller. So a lot of things to keep track of here in the next couple of weeks. We will bring you more and more as the information is brought out, as more as high school gets covered. After week number one, there will be a lot of stuff that we can talk about and find regarding the teams that we're going to be playing here in the weeks to come. So keep your eyes and ears open for that as far as the Rowlett Eagles here on the pregame show. Now, as far as your Rowlett Eagles are concerned, the Garland ISD has football season tickets on sale. Okay, so I just want to let people know, and that goes through the 25th. I don't know if they're going to hold off on season tickets after that, if you're going to be able to do that. But they were open until the 25th, which was yesterday. So I'm not sure if you can do it afterwards. You're going to have to give them a call. However, Rowlett's five, you know, they're pretty... games were five games for $30, so I'm not sure if you're able to get them or not. You might want to give the Garland ISD a call or check out www.garlandisd.tix.com. You may have to end up buying them singularly, so if you had the opportunity to get there. By the way, Rowlett Eagles, they got some big numbers in their football camp this year. Congratulations to the Rowlett Eagles as they did very, very big time work in the offseason and working together with football camp. So the Rowlett Eagles, they hosted their 2015 camp, and the largest turnout ever that came. And so as the Rowlett Eagles are looking to get into their 11th playoff berth, they did a great job as far as the football camps this year, and a lot of people joined up for that. So I'm glad that they were able to do something and, you know, be big in the community. I think is really huge for them as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned. By the way, also, more news about a former Rowlett Eagle, a guy that plays for the Buffalo Bills, but also at track and field, this guy was big time as far as that is concerned. Buffalo Bills wide receivers Marquise Goodwin. He claimed the silver medal in the long jumps at the Pan Am Games on July 23rd in Toronto. Okay, we kept track of that and we've seen it. And I kind of posted it. I know I posted it in most of the Raled, you know, Facebook pages and things of that sort. So congratulations to Marquise Goodwin, which, by the way, he's going to join us for one of our halftime shows later in the year. I've already been in touch with his agent, and he wants to do it. His schedule is very busy, especially during training camp and things of that sort. So we're going to have to wait a little bit as the NFL season is going to be kicking off here, you know, towards the, you know, about the middle of September. So as the Raleigh Eagles take the field here tonight, the NFL's still got a lot of the things that are going on as far as training camp is concerned, and we'll have him on for an interview. It should be really good and a lot of fun to speak and get caught up with Marquise Goodwin as he continues what he does in the NFL and what he is continuing to do as far as doing the long jump and things of that sort. Congratulations to Marquise Goodwin. We're going to have him actually in an interview for either our pregame show or our halftime show, whatever the case may be. As he moves right now, he's working really hard to try to make this football team, as he had a great rookie season in reality as far as an NFL rookie is concerned. 17 catches, 283 yards, and 3 touchdowns as a rookie. Last year, unfortunately, he was hampered with some injuries, and he only had 1 reception in 10 games. So he's going to be trying to work to make that football team. So we'll catch up with him once everything's been determined, whether or not he's going to make that team or if he's going to be on a different team. But we will bring him in before the end of the season for an interview. And this is a young man that loves Rowlett, by the way, and he makes his way back here quite often. So hopefully we'll see him around and we can pull him in and talk to him when he is around. But we are going to get back with him in about 2 or 3 weeks and find out when we can actually get an interview set up with Marquise Goodwin. So definitely keep your eyes and ear open for that one as we move on into the rest of the season for the Rowlett Eagles. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on in the areas. And one of the biggest stories that are out there, obviously, in reality, is the Allen Eagles. The Allen Eagles open up their stadium again. So they're going to be playing 8 games of their 10 right there at their home field. So that is really huge for them after the debacle, making sure the stadium is now set and safe, whether it be for fans or players, and all the problems that that had. That was really, really huge. So the question on that is going to be really simple. How are they going to react? How are they going to be at home? And I don't think they're going to skip a beat. You're talking about a team that went ahead and won what they won without even playing the game at home last year at all. So that having been said, that's really kind of huge. So let's take a look at some of the games that are less going on here as far as right here as your Rowlett Eagles, teams that your Rowlett Eagles play on a regular basis. And we'll start, obviously, your Eagles taking on Louisville is tonight here. At HBJ Stadium. Lakeview Centennial is on the road to take on Irving, and that is going to be a game that's on Thursday, as well as our game is going to be going on. We'll try to get you updates during that game because that is really huge as far as that is concerned. Then you have your Friday games that, you know, Friday Night Lights, that's what it's all about. You know, Lee is actually at Fossil Ridge, so they're going to start the season out on the road. So is North Garland. North Garland is going to be taking on Greenfield at 7:30, and so they're on the road for the first week as far as the season is concerned. Wiley is at Sachse over at Williams Stadium. That's going to be a good one. I might even attend that game because it's such a big game to try to get a little scouting as far as Sachse is concerned, as the Eagles are going to be facing them the last game of the season. That game's happening over at Williams. So that's going to be one of the bigger games as well. Garland is on the road. They're taking on MacArthur in Irving as well. So both Lakeview Centennial and
Garland will be on the road over in Irving. North Mystique is going to be taking on the Namath Forest Rangers on Friday as well. So that's a big game. That game's going to be taking place. Actually, Mark, Namath Forest, they might be playing that at Williams. I'll try to get you an update on that. And then Rockwall is at home. They're going to be taking on Ryan out of Denton, Texas. So that is huge as far as where you are. That's your first week in reality for the your wrap up here of the teams that are in the Garland ISD. Those are going to be huge. Now, games that are happening in week number two, Namath Forest is going to be on the road taking on Berkner out of Richardson. That's going to be an interesting game to see if they can, you know, come out and do it. And then Mesquite is going to be on September 3rd, will be on the road. They're going to be taking on the Garland Owls over at Williams Stadium. That's going to be a great game. And September 4th also, Rockwall, they hit the road. They're going to be taking on Trinity as well. And then North Garland at home taking on White out of Dallas, Texas. So I don't know much about them, but keeping you up to date on some of the other ones. Then Rowlett, of course, they're taking on Lake Highlands in Lake Highlands, so they're on the road for that game. And Lufkin comes in to Tyler Lee to take on Tyler Lee at their home field on September 4th. And then Sachse on the road, Plano West, gonna be a good game. I'm gonna try to make it to that game. That should be really huge. And then Richardson is at HBJ Stadium taking on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. So that's just a quick idea of what's going to be happening out on the football field and getting you set for the 2015-2016 season, the upcoming of some of the games that are going to be happening of interest to the Rowlett Eagles. So that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. And I'm going to put it out there for the folks that listen to this free game show, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you that when you heard the sponsors here earlier in the show, and it don't matter which one it is, but if you have need from ACG Medical Supply, if you have need from Spirit Outfitters or Chang Lee's Taekwondo, Great Power, Nest Egg, Veronica Warwick, and Warwick Realty, who actually sponsor the pregame show, Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, Harlow Tree Surgery, Costlow Insurance, Angels Creation Catering, Alan Bauer Electric, or Safe Shoot Texas, please, 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 please take a moment and visit our sponsors. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, because if it wasn't for the sponsors, we wouldn't be here. So that's going to do it for me here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. I'm Sonny Clark. We're out of here on your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. And coming up at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Fighting Farmers. We'll see you for the live play-by-play. You can catch that over on the internet at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles Sports. Or you can join us via the cell phone, 347-215-7497. Whether you're in the stands or on the go, you can hear the play-by-play as well live. So thanks a lot for everybody listening. We're out of here. Take care. Bye-bye.